Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is you have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to School Talk. Our main line here is 244-WBDG, 244-WTWW-W234. Email schooltalk1 at yahoo.com. I'm so excited. I got some more music playing because I got Mr. Mental Hall, Mental Hall, right? Yes. In the studio, it's jazz. We had the jazz class before we had this class. Student produced This show is student produced. We're gonna talk about students producing. They gonna producing diplomas and they gonna produce some money. And then there's my baby going across the stage. And first in the studio is Mr. Mendoza. Push the magic button, yay!
Oh, I like that round of applause.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
Hey,
How you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing?
I'm living.
How you
dream.
Doing? I'm sorry. It's broken record. Broken record. Okay, I always ask my students, which I don't have you in the studio, where'd you go to college, Mr. Minho?
I went to school at IU Kokomo.
Kokomo?
Yeah, there's an IU campus up in Kokomo, my hometown.
You from Kokomo?
I am.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Okay, look, I you gonna go back to now. Remember the long before the interstate before 31 was fixed?
Oh, when it was still just going through
yeah.
the city? Oh, yeah. Stoplight City.
Man, that was a long drive.
Oh, yeah. We go up to South Bend pretty often.
Yeah.
See the in-laws, and on the way up there, it used to be stoplight. Now it's easy. It took half an hour off the drive.
I know. One of my last jobs, and I had so many jobs, I was with Key Bank, sponsorship. And it was like, I used to go drive to Kokomo, and I said, guys, I got to take my lunch because it's so... Man, it's just stop at every light and eat, you know, stop and eat. Wow, it was just wild.
Yeah.
But it's better now, right?
Oh, yeah, it's so fast to get through there. Now, granted, there's not as much traffic going through the city, but
yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to grow out toward the interstate again. You'll see some, like, gas stations and things out there, but
yeah.
it's nice. It's nice to be able to go around the city now.
I'm glad you didn't go in the plant, didn't go in the automobile plant.
No, my dad worked at Chrysler. Yeah. He's worked at Chrysler for forever.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yep. Well, that's cool. All right, folks. Well, I do stuff and things off cuff. Good morning, Mr. Producer, Caesar.
Good morning, Emerson.
How you going, Caesar?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up? What's up with the weekend, Mr. Caesar?
I have to work.
It's like a personal problem.
He sounds so enthusiastic about it, doesn't he?
Caesar gotta work. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Okay, I'm just kidding. Good, working is good, though.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for tomorrow because it's toddler time, so it's more like, yeah, it's like when like 5-year-olds and under come in and jump, but it's Toy Story themed tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
and then tonight at work too,
you get a chance to mold some minds, you know, don't break no bones, you know? In the toddler thing, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's really fun working with kids from all ages,
yeah.
or students from young all ages, like from toddlers all the way to teenagers, mm-hmm. all the way to people that are older than me in like their mid-20s, and then sometimes you get like people in their 30s or 40s, so it's really fun.
You sound like a teacher.
What that older word over there, 30s and 40s.
Yeah, help me sign it. That'd be me. Doing the geriatric section. Help me out. Your name is Caesar, right? Carry me, please. You sound like a teacher, Caesar. helping young people out and old folks and young folks, and it sounds good.
I mean, I get it for you. Yeah, from you.
Well, I hang around with teachers a lot, too. Speaking of teachers, Mr. Minhar, well, good morning to you once again.
Thanks, good morning.
It's that time of year, graduation time.
It's coming.
Something
it's
that
coming.
I, yeah,
2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
Woo! Push it. Oh, I know your students got to be excited. If you're not excited, I'm going to bite you. But no, just kidding. But Mr. Allen's biting children now. That's not nice. That is so cool. Yep. That's something that I did not do. I did not walk across the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't even in the room. I was in the Marine Corps when I should have been in high school, and then I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But I never walked across the stage to experience that.
Everyone has their own pathway.
Yeah, well, my pathway is I was just a knucklehead. You know, I think the paddle was called pathway, too, you know, because back then you could get paddled in school.
Oh, no, you're not doing that anymore.
No, that's not legal. Your parents, there's not having to be there. We're not paddling schools. This is not a paddling school. It's an education
school.
Yeah,
we'll leave that to mom and dad.
Yeah, mom and dad. Yeah, we need more of that, too. But anyway, Mr. Allen said that. But, yeah, high school graduation, awesome. Okay, ours is coming up.
Yes.
When's ours coming up?
Ours is 2 weeks from today, May 31st.
Oh, it used to be Memorial Day, back in the day.
Oh,
at one time,
that was before
May
31st
was May 31st was Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know, I always look forward to Memorial Day. It was always the 31st. It was always Memorial Day was the 31st until time changed, and then now no longer the 31st.
No, no,
it probably still. But yeah, last year, according to what I saw, I was doing some They said. We had 90.96% graduation rate last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm wrong, I'm going to get a phone call.
I'm sure you will.
Or probably
I'm
when sure the show's will. Out. You know, or I'll get something on Twitter. Ben Davis University High School last year got 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right about that one.
That's
graduation
exciting.
Rate. So push the magic button for what we did last year. And I hate you. And you talk about surpassing last year. Can we do that at the high school?
I think that'd be great. I mean, yeah. There's been a lot of hard work from the administration and the teachers trying to get that graduation up to where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an exciting benchmark for us. That was really cool.
So it's going to be Friday, May 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first, before you even get to the ceremony, you got to have a practice.
Oh, yes. That is so important.
Can just show up and just walk.
No, there's nuts and bolts to the thing. There's too many lines you got to be in. You got to know where you're going. In order for it to go smoothly, you got to be at the practice. You got to be there.
What happens if you don't go to practice?
Well, there's two things that happen. One, you don't get your tickets.
Ooh.
If you don't come to practice, you don't get tickets. But more importantly, if you don't show up to practice, you do not participate in the ceremony.
Wow.
You must be at practice.
Wow.
And that actually happens. It's a little bit different this year. In the past, we've always done it early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But with scheduling conflicts at the Coliseum this year, we have to practice at 1:30.
Okay.
With our ceremony at 7:30. So this year, we've got a much tighter schedule.
All the same day.
It's all the same day. Yep.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes. So we're asking students to be there. We're going to open the doors about 12:45. At the Farmers Coliseum. Practice, we want to start by 1:30, so it's important that students get there, and they should be aware that there is construction over there, so they really want to leave early.
Wow.
They want to get there early.
Oh, newsflash. Oh, the power outage.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn. Was it Chapel Glen?
Yeah, Chapel Glen. Yeah.
Power,
that's... Hey, don't get old. Don't get old. You forget stuff. I want to mention that at the beginning, for you folks out there just wondering, with the storm last night, Chapel Glen's power is out. They're not in school. That's what I've heard. They're not in school. So if I'm wrong about that one, I get a phone call too. But to my knowledge, graduation policy statement is on our website, y'all. It only comes once in a, that is true though. High school is graduation only comes once in a lifetime. That is so true. And so your parents out there and relatives and friends, that is really deep. So have your young person ready for that because that's one thing. It only comes once. So talk about back to the practice.
Mm-hmm.
Same day practice at 1:30
at the
fairgrounds.
Yeah, we practice coming.
Cool.
We start off in the Coliseum where the graduation ceremony is. We practice going back out to their staging area, and we come back and forth a couple of times just so they know that pathway very well and there's no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Practice getting the students into their seats so they know exactly where they're sitting. And we talk about some of the announcements and what things will be happening and who will be speaking. We'll be talking to the class officers about they lead the tassel turning ceremony.
Hey!
So we'll be practicing that with them and all the graduates. And then after practice is over, our great counselors from the student services office, they go around, they pass out the students' tickets, and the students sign off on them. So okay. They get their 8 tickets at the end of practice, and they go home and give those to their families.
Okay, got to make the practice.
Yes.
And you can wear, you know, blue jeans, whatever, because you're practicing. Yeah. That's cool. Now, and then they give you your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You don't show, you don't get your tickets. Now, the graduation, you can't walk up there looking like you just going to a beach or something like that and wearing your flip-flops and your, okay, old school, Daisy Dukes, et cetera, holy pants, you know, et cetera. Formal or semi-formal attire is appropriate. Mm-hmm. I say it again, formal or semi-formal attire is appropriate. Any decoration, I'm reading y'all, I'm just going to get this right. Any decoration or deviation from the traditional cap and gown that will draw undue attention to the individual is inappropriate for the occasion. Don't do it.
Exactly. That's actually something that we've updated this year. We're really excited about. Ms. Squire wanted to make sure that we got the opportunity to honor some more of our students. Yeah. So we give out honor cords for certain things. Oh. You get honor cords for being in National Honor Society, if you graduate with a technical honors diploma, or if you graduate with a regular honors diploma.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the administration's expanded that. Any student who graduates from the Career Center with the Vincennes University Associate's degree, they will get honor cords this year as well. She wanted to make sure we honored that.
Push them out like that, because you walking out with a degree.
Yeah. And the other new one that we're really excited about, any student who is signed into the military, any branch of the armed services, gets honor cords that they get to wear to show that they are going in to serve our country. So that's another new one that we're doing this year.
From one jarhead to all you former soon-to-be military folks. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool, too. That, I like those changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish I had that when I was a knucklehead. Man, I wouldn't have been a knucklehead. But I didn't listen to nobody anyway, so they might have had it anyway. So they could have had something nice, and I wouldn't have known it. You know, I was just a knucklehead. But, yeah, so that is awesome. That is awesome. Go on the website, folks. You don't know what to do when you get there because the audience, the graduates are asked to be respectful to all recipients. I just want to say the audience ought to be respectful to all the recipients. Because when you walk across that stage and they call your name,
mm-hmm.
you want to hear your name.
It's literally once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
There's no other opportunity to do that. So we always ask the parents in the stands to, you know, clap, of course.
Yeah.
But let's not go totally crazy because we want the next student to be able to hear their name after that. So,
you know, it's nothing. I mean, I wish I could hear my name. And I'll probably be, I didn't hear my name, and then it's gone. I mean, they're gone to the next person, mm-hmm. Up next, you know. And that's one job I wouldn't want to have. I'm sorry, I don't want to volunteer to read the names. I mean, I know they do Mr. Easter and
Mr. Fraley.
Mr. Fraley, yep. They do their due diligence, do their homework, and they ask the students to come see me before that, make sure I get your name pronounced right.
Something else that's new this year that they're going to be doing, that Mr. Fraley and Mr. Easter will be in the cafeteria, in the senior cafeteria on Thursday next week.
Oh.
So if you're unable to get all the way down to the station to see these guys to get your name pronounced correctly,
right,
they'll be there during lunch next Thursday, and they'll have a desk set up so you can come and say, hey, my name is Steven, not Stefan, or so on. So that way they're making it a little bit easier for the students this year.
That sounds good. Yeah. So what time are they going to be in the lunchroom?
I believe all 5 lunches.
Oh, good. They can buy me lunch. I'll just sit there and say, I'm a new student. I'm an old student. I'm not a student. I'm just hungry. That sounds cool. Now, then there's no reason.
Exactly.
Why? There's no reason. You got to come to school.
Yeah.
You got to come to school anyway. So,
hopefully you're eating.
You got to eat. So, you know, that's an awesome time to make sure that your name is pronounced the right way because when it's done wrong, it kind of sticks with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I ain't believing. He called me Joe. My name is Mo. Oh, man, my whole day is run. I don't want to go through it. It's just pretty cool. But any behavior that draws attention, that's why I probably couldn't be there anyway, because my behavior is never mind. Any behavior that draws attention to the individual or detracts from the dignity of the ceremony itself will result in expulsion from the ceremony. And I've seen that happen before.
It has happened.
Under past superintendents. I think Dr. Thompson, yeah. I think he walked somebody out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is we always want students to know, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, we want students to remember that this is a ceremony. Yeah. The celebration happens at your parties afterward, and that's your celebration. Mm-hmm. This is the ceremony. This is like the wedding or the baptism or the bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
This is the ceremony. So we want to keep it dignified, and we'll have some fun, of course, but...
The fun is watching your child go across that stage. Exactly, I mean, that's huge.
Exactly.
And you start crying. You start, oh, my baby did it. I'm so proud. I did it. That's the parent saying, I did it. You know, the parent did. Okay, we got the graduation. Oh, we can go back up. We're going to get back to that again. But we got the practice. Mm-hmm. We got some attire. Talked about the attire. Some tickets. Okay, fees. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw something on your website about if you owe some money,
yeah,
you need to be paid up.
If you're an avid reader and you go to the media center and check out books a lot, maybe you weren't always responsible enough to get them back in time and you got some fees. They do need to have those paid off before they participate in the ceremony. Mm-hmm. So it's important that they do that.
Because you will receive a diploma cover during the graduation, but the actual diplomas will be issued immediately following the ceremony.
Correct.
Yeah.
What we did a couple of years ago, the administration was seeing that there were several students who were struggling to afford the cap and gown.
Mm-hmm.
And so they worked with Herf Jones, and now we rent the gowns.
Okay.
So it's a lot more affordable for students. Instead of being close to $200, it costs $40 if you order it on time.
Okay.
And so now what happens is when they go across the stage, they get that beautiful black diploma cover, and they go back to the end of the ceremony, they turn in their gowns that they rented, and that's when they receive the actual diploma.
Well, if you owe money, what do you get?
Then they would have to come into the school, and they would have to go to the bookstore, and they can, once they pay that fee, they can have that.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, pay your bills.
Yep.
Pay your bills. Please pay your bills. So bookstore will be open until 4 p.m. on Thursday, May 30th.
Correct. So all the way up to 4 o'clock the day before.
Right. So all your fees must be paid before the bookstore closes on Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, pay for it's closed. Don't come. I got your man, but to pay my bill. And it was closed, man. I don't know what happened. I got there. So did I get any points for showing up, even though it was closed?
No. Can you explain that to my mortgage company?
That's my Cheech and Chong impression. Bro. It's crazy. Cheech or Chong, one guy. Young folks don't know who that is.
No.
Who is Mr. Allen talking about? What school does they go to? Oh, boy. Going back to graduation. Okay. Practice. Got to show up for that. The ceremony itself. Okay. On May 31st, the ceremony. What time does it start?
The ceremony itself kicks off at 7:30 p.m., and we are very strict on that time period. Mr. Cole will conduct the band at 7:30 p.m. We start walking, but the students need to be in their lines by 6:45. They've got to check in with, there's going to be a teacher volunteer that'll be there to check them in. If they're not in line by 6:45, they're probably not going to get to participate in the graduation ceremony.
Wow.
The doors will open for students to start arriving at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So students can start getting there by 6. Again, traffic on a Friday night at 5 or 5:30 is going to be a bear. So we really, really, really want the kids to get there early. Leave here. It takes about half an hour to get from Ben Davis to the Coliseum, and that's with no traffic. So I'd leave about 45 minutes to get there just to be safe.
Yeah. If you're on time, you're late.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Only graduates are allowed in the youth area. Parents only, just graduates were allowed in a youth area. The Indiana State Fairgrounds will charge $8 for every vehicle for parking.
Mm-hmm.
So bring some coins for parking
and carpool.
Yeah, carpool. That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
That's smart. That's actually smart. They got handicapped parking is located at across from the Coliseum. Also, parking is on first come first some basis. First come first. I need more coffee. First come first serve basis. So, and there's other parking out there in that area on the south side of 38th Street. But get there early so you can find the right parking space. Mm-hmm.
And a seat. One of the things I love about the Coliseum is that we're a huge school. And so we fill up. We almost hit capacity every year. So if you want a seat that you want to, if you're looking for a good seat, get there early. Doors open for everybody at 6 p.m. They do have to go through security.
Oh, okay.
Last year they started doing security just to keep everything safe. Yeah, exactly. So they want to be there in time for that. Make sure there's plenty of space.
Yeah. So you got first come service on parking, first come service on seating.
Mm-hmm. So it's open seating.
Open seating. So you got to get the early folks to get that. Okay, now I've seen people save seats. I've just they thought throwing their coats. Yeah. Now, just Emerson talking. That's why I know I'm crazy. Throwing their coats, their purse, their pocketbooks, their wallets.
That can cause problems. So we ask that everybody try to get there at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen. Let's just be honest. It's going to happen, but
don't mess it up causes, young person.
Exactly. It causes people to slow down. And it causes people to have to crawl over each other. And
speaking of security, coolers?
No.
And helium mylar balloons?
No.
Saying, congratulations, you did it, are not permitted for any purpose anywhere on the fairgrounds property. Not just in the building, not on the property at all.
Yeah, exactly. Period. That's not even our rule. That's the fairgrounds. Yeah. I'd imagine they had some accidents in the past or whatever. So we always encourage parents, don't bring those things to the building.
Yeah.
Leave them in your car. Do that before or after. On that note, I know a lot of parents like to get pictures and stuff with students. Yeah. And since they're not allowed in that staging area, mm-hmm. they are not going to be able to get a picture with their students in their cap and gown with their actual diploma because they have to exchange that cap and gown for their diploma. Last year, we set up a photo booth area outside where we had the Ben Davis backdrop, and we had a couple teacher volunteers out there with prop diplomas. So if you want to get a picture with your graduate, with their family, holding a diploma cover, they can do that before the ceremony. But all that other stuff, once the ceremony kicks, they're never going to be able – they're not going to have that opportunity. Before they get into the building, there'll be a photo area outside.
There's another reason why to get there early.
Exactly.
Man, that's huge.
Yep.
Now, that's huge because that pick is so important. Mm-hmm. Ooh, so let's say that again. Get there early, folks. Get your parking place if you want to get a picture prior to going to the ceremony because once they go to the youth area, you can't go there to get any pictures. And then after the ceremony,
they won't have their gown.
When they come out of the building, mm-hmm. they'll come out wearing their street clothes.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
So they want to get
there
early.
That is different than what last time I went through there. I mean, I didn't go through there for graduation. I went there for the service. I was working with BDTV because BDTV will be there again.
Yes.
Videotaping the ceremony, and orders will be taken up to and on the day of the ceremony. And usually I'm off work, so I'm there also one of the persons helping BDTV. And I know I got to work, and I can't be there, and I can't call in sick.
Oh, you're starting to sound like Caesar now.
See, Caesar, you're not alone, bro. You're not alone. We got to work. We just got to. Graduates are encouraged not to bring any valuables with them, including cell phones. That's going to be a hard one.
Yeah. We always encourage. That's why we say encouraged. We encourage you not to bring your cell phones because if it gets lost in the middle, you can't stop and pick up your phone or whatever because we go.
The key, because you can't carry, you will not be permitted to carry those items during the ceremony or leave them in the youth area.
Right. Purses, bags, things like that. There's no security for us, nowhere for you to lock it up. So if you bring it and it gets stolen or lost, it's your responsibility. So we always encourage students, don't bring anything valuable. Leave it with your parents. Let them take the pictures.
Man, that is huge. I mean, because your phone is like a living organism or party, a living organ, one of your living organs.
right. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm connected to it all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
You
can't get away from it. You can't live without it. It's like you lose your phone, like your whole world's upside down. Oh my God, I can't find my phone. Call 911. For what? I can't find my phone. Don't call 911. Call 411. Call your mama. Don't call me. But you can't find, and then you, so do not. Carry your cell phone into the youth area. You cannot carry your phone with you during the ceremony. Ah, man, that's huge. So don't bring anything valuable. Like you said, graduates will receive their diplomas in the youth area after returning their gowns at the end of the ceremony.
Correct.
That is big, big. That's huge. That's huge. That is huge. Okay. How many graduations have you done?
I believe this is my third.
Okay.
It's my third or fourth.
What's your most favorite part about it?
I think my most favorite is moment when the lights come down and the band starts playing and the kids start coming in and the parents go nuts. I mean, that's the moment you're waiting for, especially as a teacher. Look, I'm getting excited about it. I'm just thinking about it. That's the moment where it's like, you did it.
Yeah.
You know, the lighting is so cool. The lights come down, the band hits that big no, and kids start walking in and the crowd just, it's like going to a football game. It's amazing. It's cool. That's probably my favorite part.
I can see the parent. Oh, my God. I know my granddaughter graduated down there in Terre Haute. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, man, so beautiful. She's smiling. Where's she at? Then you got, first, you got to find her.
right.
Where are you at? Where are you at? How many kids, you know?
I generally, not everybody participates. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of fear from the students that it's going to be a long ceremony because we have such a huge class.
That thing goes, no. That's
last awkward. Year, we were an hour and 7 minutes. It was not long at all.
Wow.
So we always want to encourage students to be in there. But with that, with the students who don't always participate, we usually have between 850 and 900 students that actually participate in the graduation ceremony.
Wow. Yeah. This is going to be awesome. It's coming up now. May. When is it again?
May 31st.
What time is it again?
7:30 p.m. The ceremony begins. Doors open at 6.
And we're at?
At the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. That's at the State Fairgrounds. If you just Google Indiana Farmers Coliseum, you're going to find a map.
Oh, you can't find that place.
No.
Your kid's going to be mad at you.
It's on 38th Street and Fall Creek Road.
Ah, man, it's going to be an exciting day. It sounds great. It's going to be a hectic day, but it's going to be exciting, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then one thing, once you leave the fairgrounds and go out with your family and celebrate, be careful.
Oh, yeah.
And those after parties and stuff like that. And then and then even going to the restaurant, you know, drive carefully, you know, because that's one thing I don't want to read anything sad after the graduation, you know, because, man, it's when you graduate from high school, man, and you start on that road towards secondary education or a job or the military, you know, because some folks go right into the workforce after high school.
Absolutely.
You know, it happens, you know. That's just the beginning. It's just a start.
Well, that's why we call the graduation ceremony a commencement. You're commencing. Yeah. You're beginning the rest of your life. So it's important to remember that. This is just the beginning.
It's just the beginning, and it's so cool, you know. And then when you get older like me, you look back and, you know, you say things like, you know, I went to you see folks went to school with, and you see what they're doing, you know. And it's really cool, you know, when you run across Ben Davis graduates and what they have accomplished. You know, like Bria Gosh, you know, I was on just back and forth Twitter, you know, she's going with Indiana Fever now, you know, and seeing all the things that she went through and bless her heart and all the trials and tribulations and I wish her all the best in the world. But seeing the kids, you know, now they're young adults and their fathers and the mothers, you know. No grandfathers.
I hope not.
From the kids to that.
I hope not.
But there are some young parents out there, and it's so awesome to see them grow up and see what they accomplished, you know. And our guys from radio and television, you know, doing great things in the radio world. Brent, you know, so I just the future looks so bright for so many kids that I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but because this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. It's a very, very fun day. It's so exciting. The teachers love it. The students love it. The parents. I mean, it's love everywhere. It's awesome.
Teachers,
it's
cool. They better love it. They're looking at their product, all their work. You guys, I mean, you raise these kids. And I just said, parents, teachers are raising your children to be young adults. They are. They spend more. Sometimes, I'll say it again. Teachers spend more time with young folks than some of the parents.
Sometimes
Emerson said that. You know, it just happens, you know, and then they develop relationships, and then watching a child or young scholar go across that stage, like you see him like one of your own.
Oh, yeah, especially with programs like AVID and programs like our impact classes. We get to watch students that we've known for 3, 4, some 5 years if you've been in middle school sports, and we see these students grow up in front of our eyes. It's a special moment to send them out into the world and say good luck.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So for more information on the graduation policy, the practice, the ceremony, please go on to the Ben Davis website. What's our website? Wayne.
Oh.
Wayne.k12.
IN.us.
I
wasn't sure if it was that one or not.
I'm in it all the time. Okay, but please go into the Ben Davis High School website and look at information on the graduation policy, the ceremony, the practice, all that information. Let it soak in so you won't make any mistakes on that awesome day of Friday, May 31st, 2019. Graduation practice at 1:30 p.m. at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Get there early? What time can you get in for practice?
Practice will open the doors at 12:45. Teachers will be setting up. Volunteers are there from 12 to 12:45, setting everything up for the students, and then we'll open those doors at 12:45.
12:45. And then graduation itself on Friday, May 31st. Same day, y'all. 7:30 p.m., and the doors open up at?
6 p.m.
First come parking, first serve on that, and first come serve on the seats. It's going to be an awesome day. I wish I was off work. I can't call in sick because they probably listen to the radio show. And then they said, well, Emerson, you kind of like premeditated your day off, so we're going to give you a couple more days off. I'd be mad. Well, my wife would be mad, too. My check would be small. I'll be mad because my check is small.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea.
That's the thing about live radio, boy. You can't premeditate nothing. We got a record of it, boy. We got you covered. I'm a sick puppy, you know that. But anyway, it's going to be an awesome day. So I really appreciate all my teachers. Push my button for my teachers. That's where, you know, I'll say it again. Law enforcement and my teachers should be the highest paid positions there are for all the good ones.
Is everybody listening out there? I like
I'm
this.
Serious. I'm serious. I mean, because you do so much. And you put yourself, and the police always put yourselves in harm's way for total strangers, you know. And then you have the teachers that bleed, that give their heart, soul, get these young people through life and get ready to tackle life. And life is sometimes can be pretty difficult. Mm-hmm. So I guess if life would be easy, they would call it a picnic, but they call it life. So you can have trials and tribulation. And high school is an awesome place to get that foundation, and then to handle life, and then that graduation, man. Oh, man, on your way to either secondary education or to the job force, because you accomplished something. That's because you did it. Okay, where are you going? What's your class, Mr. Mason? What's your first?
French 5 first period.
Yeah, are you late yet?
Not yet. They're great. They're great students. They're working on their final projects. So you got to do presentations and some art. So,
and Cesar, what's your first class?
Radio.
You're not late. Well, folks, I'm going to let Mr. Minderhall get to his class, let Caesar go do his radio, and congratulations to all the teachers and all the students that are getting ready for graduation. Thank you for coming in, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a good time.
Who I got next week? You might know?
I don't know.
Me neither. Mr. Easter, Emerson, I told you who's coming in. No. We got a couple more shows. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, take me home to the parents. And to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right crowd. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Don't do it. Just don't do it. It ain't worth it. Graduation's coming up. Don't mess up your graduation. I say it again, don't mess up your graduation. You get one chance to walk across the stage. One.
Just one.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Okay, I got to say it, but I'll say it nice this time. And don't be sagging. You're wearing a gown, so you can't see your pants under that anyway. But don't be sagging, going there and leaving there. Pull your pants up. It just don't make no sense sometimes, you know. Well, the views expressed in the schools aren't necessarily the views of the University of Wayne Township or 8.9 or Ben Nevis. They're my views and views of my guests. Please, please, please have a safe graduation. Go Giants. Always the Giants. Woo! Mr. Manhart, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot.
See you next week on Caesar. See you next week on School Talk.
School Talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.